friends. The inventor of the energy cleaner, Mr. Lee Kroc, has a no-risk offer for you. You can visit him at the Energy Lodge in Caldwell, Ohio for a few days. Learn the techniques, use the energy cleaner while you're there, all for free. Yes, free. Call Lee for more information at 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021. Or visit his all-new website at www.leesfountainofyouth.com. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young with Lee Kroc's energy cleaner. Try it now for free. The only thing holding you back is you. Call Lee now at 740-783-0021.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier. Go to themicroeffect.com and click on Berkey Water Filters. That's TheMicroEffect.com and click on Berkey Water Filters. Or dial 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Reminder that that fault line is still alive and active and is really going to deliver some bumps to us. So if something like that were to happen to your neighborhood and all over, and you no longer had electricity, your phone didn't work anymore, the roads were torn up, you couldn't drive on them, you didn't know even what happened, food distribution came to a halt, your house was thrown off its foundation, stuff thrown out in the rain.
They don't understand they're being betrayed by their leaders. They're simply pawns in a vicious game. And of course, everything suggests that I'm reading that it's only a matter of time before we expand the war into Iran, probably not with foot soldiers, but with, of course, attacks. Maybe there'll even be a nuclear attack. I really believe this is all leading up to a nuclear war. The class of civilizations that Samuel Huntington warned about in his book, The Class of Civilizations, while reading, and you must understand that Samuel Huntington said, never get into a war with the entire Islamic world, and never try to get them to accept Western values. They look at the world differently. So what we're seeing is all sorts of things to get us confused and a little frightened. And when you're confused and frightened, you're like the settlers in the Israeli settlements now. You just don't know what to do. Barry, pick up the story from there.
Well, something very big happened yesterday, which, needless to say, is unreported in the American media, and certainly reported in the Israeli media. The Israel Defense Forces, IDF, have given security to 40 towns to a private security, to private security firms. In other words, the army is not going to protect 40 towns anymore. They're going to hire rent-a-guards. And I don't know how many of your listeners have ever been security guards, but in a war, you don't rely on them to for your security. It was an amazing announcement, but there was a sidebar to this. 10 settlements will be undefended. They're not even going to give them a security firm to defend themselves. Now, what happens to these 10 undefended settlements, I don't know. Maybe they'll pitch in and hire someone. The disengagement from Judea and Samaria is now starting.
And, of course, the thing is, for our listeners now, this is Judea and Samaria, right in the very heartland of Israel, half an hour by car from Tel Aviv. And of course, but suddenly they're withdrawing support for these people, withdrawing the protection. Why would the Israeli army do that? We'll be right back.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrates, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with 2 black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and 1 KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, and I'm a plastic surgeon, and I see a lot of people who come to my office for facelifts and collagen injections. But I want to tell you today about a product that I developed. It's called Night Skin, and it helps your skin look younger without needles, without acid peels, and without a facelift. In 12 hours, it will make your skin seem smoother. In 12 hours, it will stimulate collagen production. And in 12 hours, it will promote elastin growth in your skin. What does this all mean? Well, this is the stuff that makes your skin firm and healthy and helps you look younger. Night Skin is real, and the results are real. And it contains only proven ingredients that work to lighten age spots, smooth the skin, and help diminish the appearance of wrinkles. It's easy, and in 12 hours, you'll see it works. Try it risk-free today.
To order Night Skin risk-free, call 1-800-457-9914. Learn how to get a risk-free bottle by responding to this ad. Call 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and of course our guest today is Barry Shammah. She's telling us that the IDF, that's the Israeli Defense Force, has announced it will no longer defend the settlements, and it would kind of hire guards, mercenaries, I don't know how good the guards would be, to defend them in case they're attacked by the surrounding Arab communities, because of course there are Arab communities very close there that would love to kill off most of the Jews, or kill off all the Jews for that matter, and that there are 10 of these settlements there in Judea and Samaria that will have no protection at all. Now, what will they do? Well, will they have weapons to defend themselves? You can pick up the story there, Barry.
Well, they won't, and they're sure not mercenaries. They're rent-a-cops. These are unqualified people. Maybe at the top, you may have some supervisors that know a little bit about security, but these are rent-a-cops. Now, as for why you're paying the taxes in Israel, if you don't even get minimum security, the answer to that is, I have no idea. Why bother? I mean, these communities include Kiryat Arba. Kiryat Arba no longer has the army guarding it. Kiryat Arba, by the way, is half a mile from Hebron, It's where the Hebron Jews mostly live. They no longer have the army protecting them. Now, yesterday from Israel, the affected people, well, I got a letter from, well, my friend David Samuels, and he was amongst the people that wrote that said they're actually getting rid of Judea and Samaria right now using the Daniel Pipes program. Now, Daniel Pipes of the Council on Foreign Relations is pretending to be a friend of Israel, and people who know him well know that he's the opposite. The CFR are using him to stir up lots of hatreds. But just before the Gaza so-called disengagement, the expulsion, the Pipes plan appeared where, well, let's just remove the army from Gush Katif and see how well they do on their own. That's the Pipes plan. And David wrote me and said they're doing the Pipes plan now to Judea and Samaria. And here is just a short resume of the activities of the last month. And we've gone over this before, but let's summarize. Canceled the Musar program. That's the program between the IDF and the settlements to defend the settlements in case of war. The settlers will defend their homes until the army arrives. Gone. It doesn't exist anymore. The collection of weapons from the communities of Judea and Samaria, gone. The IDF has been collecting all the weapons in case of war. They no longer can defend themselves. Private gun licenses are being revoked. These people are being left helpless by the IDF. Now, here's it may not seem important to you, but one of the reasons why the horrible spate of rock throwing has not caused a lot of disruption is because rock-proof car windows are subsidized in Judea and Samaria. They cost a couple $1,000s minimum. It's gone. The subsidies are gone. Now, here is really a cruel change of programs. Handicapped and retarded children were protected in their school buses by the IDF. Soldiers would ride the buses. The windows would be bulletproofed because these children are helpless. No more. It's gone. The program is gone. If you've got a handicapped child and you put him on a bus to go to school, well, that child has no protection. And now here's one that affected me for many, many years. The budget for the settlement security vehicles has been canceled. All this in the last month, by the way. Now, what this means, I'll bet you 100 lectures in Judea and Samaria over 12 years. And there were certain communities that I was afraid to drive my car through because they passed through known terrorist villages that spawned terror. And I didn't want to take my car through them. Nobody would want to take their car through them. You had security vehicles. I would park my car at a roadblock, and I would use a cell phone and tell them that I'm there, and a security vehicle would take me to the settlements to give the lectures. Now, this security vehicle typically had on the passenger side an armed settler. The windows were smash-proof, and they had instant radio communication if something went wrong. Within minutes, there would be at least four or five other vehicles from the area. All that, I would not have given the lectures in certain areas without that. You needed a Shiran Hebrew, a convoy. Now there's no more security vehicles. The government and the IDF are no longer paying for it. And if I took my car through these villages, I mean, my goodness, one flat tire in one of these villages, one projectile in the middle of the road smashing my tire, pushing me to the side of the road, I'd be a dead duck. Well, that means there's no deliveries to these villages. There's, well, bread, gas, utilities. All of this are not going to have armed convoys anymore. There's no security vehicles. All of this happened in the last month. They're getting rid of Judea and Samaria using the PICE plan. Now, also last night, Tony Blair is the negotiator for the, well, you can call it whatever you want, Oslo, Madrid Agreement, right now it's the Quartet. He ordered, now the word ordered was not in this press release, but he ordered Defense Minister Ehud Barak to dismantle key roadblocks. Barak agreed to dismantle a roadblock outside of Nablus. Right now, it's gone. And that means that Nablus is connected to Jenin and connected to the terror villages. They can transfer all the arms and explosives they want now. Israel lifted up its roadblock between Nablus and Jenin. That's official. Blair also asked Barak to lift the roadblock between Ramallah and Beit El. Beit El is a town of 3,000 with a large army base opposite Ramallah. You get to the corner there, you turn right, you get to Beit El, you turn left, you're in Ramallah. Barak must have leaked this whole business because he refused to lift that roadblock. I mean, that's suicide. I mean, it's all suicide. One is a slow suicide, one's a fast suicide. That's a fast suicide. And one final note before we go into the main thesis. The Syrian nuclear attack. The American government has released official information that Israel destroyed a Syrian nuclear facility built by the North Koreans. The Israelis kept very quiet about this. They didn't want to irritate Syria. They didn't want to cause a war. I mean, the humiliation of the Syrians might have led to massive terrorism. Why did the Americans release this information that Israel attacked a nuclear facility? Now, I read the information, and one thing stuck out for me. Condoleezza Rice objected to Israel destroying the facility. And that didn't surprise me one little bit. Condoleezza Rice of the CFR, who is just despises Jews, was willing to let Syria build nuclear weapons. And now, how much time do we have before the music?
You've got about 2 minutes.
Then I'll just start something very important that gives away what people call the New World Order. I'm reluctant to use that terminology, but nonetheless, George Bush declared it in his inauguration speech that there's going to be New World Order, so people use it. John Loftus wrote a book called The Secret War Against the Jews with his partner Mark Ahrens, and a lot of people in what we would call the anti-CFR, anti-New World Order community in Israel were very, very excited a few years back because Loftus came to Jerusalem and gave a speech at really my stomping grounds, the Root and Branch Association. He's on their board. I've given them, at least a dozen speeches there, some very important. Loftus, hero worship. He was, before this horrible speech where a lot of people were turned off to Loftus, people hero worshiped him because he exposed the anti-Jewish, anti-Israeli forces in the oil industry. Rockefeller, the Dulles brothers, Alan and John Foster, all of them CFR. And this is where Loftus lost everyone. Now, if I'm interrupted by the music, I'll continue afterwards.
Go right ahead.
All right. Loftus gave a speech right after the Americans attacked Iraq. And And he got a job on Fox TV, by the way, as a commentator. He suddenly became not an author, he became an insider. Now, where it really got testy was he told the audience that Israel should not retaliate against any atrocities done to it.
Hold that thought, because I think it's such an important story about John Loftus, who I've always really liked until I heard this story, and then I have some serious misgivings. Anyway, we'll be back in just a moment here at the Genesis Communication Network with Barry Shamus.
As the old saying goes, if you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. But if you give him a Berkey system, you give him the ability to obtain purified water for a lifetime. This year, when giving Christmas gifts, instead of unwanted trinkets, give a meaningful and substantial gift. Berkey systems are ideal for every member of your family, especially the young ones in college. Unlike other water filtration systems, Berkey purifiers are portable. They require no plumbing, and the elements don't have to be replaced every 4 to 6 months. Perfect for anyone on a tight budget. And more importantly, if there's an unexpected emergency, your loved ones will be prepared. That's because Berkey systems are able to purify raw, untreated water. Check out our Christmas specials at BerkeyWater.com. With one of our quantity specials, you not only get a discount, but in one stop, you can get gifts for the entire family. That's BerkeyWater.com or call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Hi, this is Ted Turbolizard, and I am inviting you to the Great Freedom Rally on the West Lawn of the Capitol in Washington, D.C. on April 15th. This is being billed as a gathering of the Freedom Tribes from across the United States, and there will be many wonderful speakers and entertainers there from across the nation, including Dave Von Kleist, Will to Power, Ron Paul, Murray Sabrin, Wanda Case, Lakota Sioux Elders, and many, many more. Some of my favorites include B.J. Lawson of North Carolina and Dean Santoro of Florida, who, along with myself, represent a new breed of Republicans who will be speaking out for an end to the economic slavery of the United States people due to excessive taxation and pointing to a future of prosperity from faith and free market economics. For more information, visit gcnlive.com, taxdayzeroh.com, hauling.ronpaulroadshow.org, or grannywarriors.com. You can help sponsor this celebration by making a donation at grannywarriors.com, the organizers of this event. See you there in D.C. on the 15th.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest is Barry Shamish, and he was talking about a talk that John Loftus had written, The War Against the Jews, a fascinating book, seemingly very much pro-Israel. But when John Loftus was there in Israel not too long ago and giving a talk, why, he had made the statement, you know, that the Israelis should not respond if they were attacked, and they would not try to retaliate. So you pick the story up there, because this is fascinating, Barry.
Well, I was invited by Aryeh Gallon, he's the head of Root and Branch, to come and meet John Loftus. John Loftus is on my email list, has been for 10 years. I brought three or four books, including Save Israel, a very anti-CFR book. And in the end, I didn't even sign them. I gave him the books. I didn't even autograph them. I was so ticked off by what I heard. Israel shouldn't retaliate. Now, here's the reason. People got very upset. And they said to him, we've suffered 2,000 casualties since Oslo was signed. And he said, that's not too many. That's not so bad. And then he gave away the Middle East plan, the Bush Middle East plan. Now, before I get to that, I asked Loftus a question. I said, look, you're exposing John D. Rockefeller, the Dulles brothers, the oil cabal. Why don't you just note that they founded the Council on Foreign Relations? Just say the word CFR. And he got all flustered and said there's no connection to the CFR and these people, which is a joke. And no connection between John D. Rockefeller, who founded the CFR. And he says, anyone who blames the CFR, now this is what he says, are nuts. And I didn't take to that very well at all. And then he goes on that George Bush Jr., has nothing to do with his father. He says to us, he's a fine man. He never discusses diplomacy with his father. It's not a deliberate dynasty. It's a coincidence that he's present. And he goes on with, oh, look, it's just plain nonsense. Just outright nonsense. And I was sitting beside people who knew about the CFR and weren't stupid. Beside me was Gemma Bleck. She was my photographer for my book, Bye Bye Gaza. And I said to her, he's giving the whole New World Order business. He's not anti-New World Order. He's in them. And then he starts saying about Syria. He says, don't retaliate, that the terrorism will take care of everything. And here is the plan. At least this is what the Iraq war was all about, apparently. He says that Saddam Hussein and Iraq buried their weapons of mass destruction in the Bekaa Valley of Syria. And he says they snuck them out at night so our satellites couldn't see them, all being transferred from Iraq to Syria, and they're all buried there. And he says, it's a matter of time. Let us take Syria. We'll find the weapons. What is this, let us take Syria, first of all? That's an absurdity to Israelis. But that's what he said. He said, we'll take Syria. And then here's the coup de grace. He said, after that, we'll sweep through Iran. And look, I mean, anyone who has an understanding of diplomacy realizes he's talking about the Third World War, and he's giving away what these nuts, and I mean that. This is a nutty plan that's going to kill a lot of people. He's giving it away. Okay. And look, this is what they were thinking when they attacked Iraq.
Now, what year was this that Loftus was giving this talk, do you recall?
It would have been right after the attack on Iraq.
2003, then.
Was it 2000? Okay.
That would have only been five years.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Right.
That makes perfect sense, about 5 years ago. look, we all met the good guys at a restaurant afterwards going over what we'd just seen, and Loftus lost Israel. He lost me, that's for sure. He lost me. He doesn't care about Jewish lives, and he's got these grandiose delusions that America is going to sweep through Syria and Iraq and Iran, and he gave away what the real plan was. Now, whatever you may think about your soldiers and what they're doing in Iraq, if it wasn't for Iraqi resistance, I think they would have done
this. Hold it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened. What happened? And how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. 1126, or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
This is Elizabeth Border, author of the 2 book set, America Attacked and Chaos and Chemtrails. I wrote these books because I believe that every American should have the vital chemtrails research info. I was much heartened and encouraged when a radio listener recently wrote me, quote, "You are truly a great writer, so clear and powerful and thorough in your communication. You have the strength to forge ahead in the midst of darkness, and you also believe in the power of goodness and truth." I hope you listeners will order these crucial books. Send your check for $32 post-pay to Radio Liberty, P.O. Box 969, Soquel, S-O-Q-U-E-L, California, 95073. $32 to Radio Liberty, Box 969, Soquel, California, 95073. Or call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, I guess it's Barry Shamish, and we're simply talking about the fact that there seems to be a plan, and of course, I think Loftus is speaking for the neocons, these others, certainly everything would point in that direction, and if you certainly go back and listen to William Crystal's interview on 2020, I believe it was, we have it anyway, the DVD of it, or the video of that, and he talks about how we're going to just wipe out all of these countries, we're going to conquer all these countries, the axis of evil, the Syria, Iraq, the Iran, North Korea, Libya, all the axis of evil. We're gonna take over all these countries. We're gonna destroy them. We're gonna wipe them out. And you wonder, what's he thinking about? Doesn't he understand? He's laying us open for a war with the whole Muslim world, and it'll not only have it destroy Israel, if God doesn't intervene, but it'll end up destroying the United States, if not militarily, financially. What, of course, is Loftus and what are these other people thinking? Well, before we get into that, let's give Barry an opportunity to get out information on where you can get his books, where you can get his DVDs, and, of course, how you can get to his website.
For my books, and by the Gaza, which discusses Loftus, I believe, you just go to lulu.com, L-U-L-U.com. There's a little box that says search right in my name, C-H-A-M-I-S-H. That's Chamish. The website, barrychamish.com, will get you there. And DVDs, they're not sold by Lulu, so I'm going to give you a phone number. It's 904-501-7605. That's 904-501-7605. The latest one was recorded very professionally in New York a couple of months ago. It's called Take Back Israel. Phone me if you want it. Now, another topic that is just huge. Now, I'm going to preface the topic of the Kinneret or the Sea of Galilee with just one thing. If the Israeli leadership would just honestly tell the people what they're doing, you could live with it. If they would honestly say that these pressures are on us and we have to do the following, well, it would be painful, but at least we know our leadership is on our side. But they're not doing that. They're lying about everything they do. They're fooling the Israeli people. There's not an honest word that comes out of that government. And, well, just put an end to secret diplomacy, and at least the people of Israel won't be driven crazy day after day. But that's not going to happen. It's a little wishful thinking. But what you're going to see this summer in Israel is a water shortage that will be catastrophic. Now, the Kinneret has lines where the water at red line one, you're not supposed to go below it, but red line two, the pollutants in the water will harm the public. By late July, the Kinneret will fall to something it's never done before. It's called the black line. The black line, you have to stop all water pumping because, well, the water won't get to the pipes. The pipes are out of the water. And it's going to hit at the end of July where 70% of Israel's water it will be blocked from the country. And this is a very, very big story. And I want you to know it's not what they're saying, that because of dry winters and drought, there's been no droughts. The winters were no more or less dry than they were throughout the history of that lake. There was one change. Israel every year gives Jordan 50 million cubic meters of water, and I know how that was done, because I interviewed the negotiator of the Jordan-Israel Water Treaty way back in 1994. And now here's how this happened. I was working for the Genesis News Service. It's an alternative news service in London. It paid me okay. I wrote about 20 articles for them. Now, Yaakov Tzemach was a soldier, and he's a name I can release. All of this was hyper-secret. I promised not to reveal the name of the negotiator, and between us, over the years I've forgotten it. I think it was Noah Kennardy, but I may be wrong about this. But Yaakov Tzemach gave me no such restriction. He was the assistant at the Tahal, the Water Authority, and he was good friends of mine in the Army, and he set up this secret interview. Now, I called the article Giving Away Dream Water, because that's what the negotiator told me he was doing. Now, it was not what I expected of this interview. We met at a Tel Aviv restaurant. He began drinking. He was very upset. It started off like a normal interview. He gives me graphs, and he gives me printed material, and then I guess he trusted me, and he said, I hope Israel's leaders know what they're doing, because if this goes the way I think it will, the Canaries will shrink, it'll disappear. And he starts telling me that they're planning to give Jordan 50 million cubic meters of water a year. He says, we don't have that. He says, we're giving away water that doesn't exist. We're giving away streams that we don't use because they're too salty. And we're planning a dam on the Yarmouk River, which flows into the Canaries from the east. And he says to me, 50 million cubic meters a year will dry up the Canaries. He says, not in one winter or two, but he says in a matter of 20 years, the Canaries will be gone. Unless the leaders know something I don't know, we're not going to have our source of water. And he turns to me and says, we don't have the water we're giving away. Now, what they've been selling Israel is that bad winters are making the Canaries shrink. That's such nonsense. The Canaries have been there from time immemorial. It never shrank. It shrank because too much water is being pumped out for peace. This was the peace treaty with Jordan, was essentially based on giving up Israel's only source of water, major source anyways, the Canaries. And the man got very, very teary with me, and he says, I don't know if they know what they're doing, but I'm getting instructions. And the instructions are to give Jordan what it wants. And he says, if Jordan gets what it wants, Israel will not have the Canaries very, very shortly. 20 years, he says, 25, we're not going to have the Canaries. Well, I spoke to him in 1994, it's 2008. This summer, the Canaries is going to be so low, the pipes that go into the middle of the lake are going to be above the water line. And that's what's coming up this year. You heard it first here.
No, I think it's fascinating and rather frightening because it's such a beautiful area. And of course, Israel cannot exist without that water. I mean, you don't have the wells. What about desalination? Do they have enough to even provide the water for Tel Aviv through desalination?
Of course not. I mean, who wants to pay $2 for a glass for water? Desalination is not the cure-all. You get a pile of salt, which you throw back into the Mediterranean. You do enough of the Mediterranean becomes too salty. There's no cure for this through massive desalination. The lake is going to disappear by late July of this year. You're going to hear about a water crisis in Israel. Now, I thought I would bring up, again, you heard it from me, but I'm going to bring up how I think we're having an amazing effect on events. We did our Pollard show, I guess, 2 weeks ago, where maybe three, where we showed that Pollard was arrested and imprisoned because his information led to Iran-Contra. And I did three shows with you on this. We gave away the truth about Pollard. This week, something unbelievable happened that Israeli analysts just don't want to recognize what Pollard did. They arrested an 84-year-old former Israeli living in an old folks' home in New Jersey. His name is Ben Ami Kaddish. And they took him away to New York where they charged him with espionage. Well, let me give a little background to Ben Ami Kaddish. He worked for the U.S. Army Research Arsenal in the 80s when Pollard was working. And the charge against him was that he stole 50 documents and gave it to his Israeli handler, and the rumors are the Israeli handler is the same as Pollard's handler, and everyone agrees that this information is going to make the release of Pollard impossible. By the way, have you heard about this story?
I've heard that. Yes, I've been hearing about it and wondering what it was all about.
I think it was about us. And I truly believe that, by the way, that the real truth about Pollard came out, and they arrested an 84-year-old man, 1985 to 2005. It's 20 years, add a few more after, 23 years after his crime. They arrested an 84-year-old octogenarian and charged him with espionage. Now, nobody analyzed the fact of what we're saying is that Pollard's information turned into the biggest scandal. Really, it should have been the biggest scandal in American presidential history. Iran-Contra, which was started by Shimon Peres, who was the Prime Minister of Israel during Pollard's work, 84 to 85. And somebody got very, very frightened of Pollard. And they arrested, 23 years after his crime, no less, Ben Ami Kadosh. I believe it was all a ploy to make darn sure that there's no excuse ever to release Pollard. And the only new information that has come out, and by the way, after your show, I got a lot of requests, and I resent the information. It's in my book, Shabbat Tzvi, Labor Zionism and the Holocaust, Chapter 2, is the fact that Pollard, through Paris, led directly to Iran-Contra. That was information that no one else figured out. I don't know why not. But the fact is that Ben Ami Kadosh could only have been arrested for one reason, and that was to make sure that Pollard never gets out of prison. There was no other reason. Now, I've been reading these Israeli so-called analysis, and it's so frustrating. It truly is. They come up with the most wacko scenarios to explain this impossible arrest. Bush is retiring. He wants to bring a peace to Israel when he comes for the 60th anniversary. Therefore, he arrested a man on his deathbed who really could go to prison and be executed for espionage. The whole thing is simply out of this world impossible. And the only reason, again, is that we got out the Pollard truth, and they don't want him getting out of prison, and this was all done for Pollard. Did you consider that?
Well, it's a fascinating thing to contemplate. You may be right. I don't know. I mean, one of these days we'll probably find out what this is really all about, but obviously it had very little to do with the fact that some 23 years ago he transferred some material to one of America's allies.
How much time do I have?
Well, you've got about 3.5 minutes.
All right, that's fine. We basically got the worst of the news, but there is so much bad news in preparing for your shows. Did you know an Israeli colonel was killed in Judea and Samaria 2 days ago?
No, I haven't heard of it at all. Was killed by the Arabs or what?
Yes, of course. In a terror attack, two guards at an industrial area, but he was a colonel. It was checking security, making sure the workers didn't bring in knives. Whatever he did, somebody pulled out a rifle and killed him, along with a 51-year-old, I'm afraid I knew. The point is, it's a colonel. The old Israeli army, look, when I was in the army in Lebanon, a colonel was killed, and Israel retaliated with everything in sight. You don't kill the top brass of the IDF and get away with it. At least you didn't get away with it. There was, as far as anyone knows, no retaliation for the murder of a colonel. Now, this may seem like minor news to you, but I know the old is. is an unwritten rule. You don't aim your snipers at the top brass of the IDF and expect to get away with it. Needless to say, he got away with it. Okay? That happened this week. Again, unreported. Now, the final issue that of many, many issues, by the way, was the fact that Ashkelon, a city of 150,000, way out of Gaza, was bombarded with Katyushas. Now, there were no injuries because the Katyusha landed in a cemetery. I want you to know the town of Ashkelon is in utter shock. Whether you hear it or know about it, 300 graves were destroyed. The whole town came out to the cemetery to first of all to look at the damage, and then to reconstruct the graves of their parents and their family and their friends. 300 graves were destroyed. The town of Ashkelon is in a war zone right now, and as I said, you're not getting this news. You're getting it from me and not from any other American media, and I don't understand this. The war with Hamas is now a war against the fourth largest city in Israel, Ashkelon. It's now within easy range of Hamas rockets. But one last word.
Well, we're out of time, Barry, but we'll have to get that in, I think, later this week when we do our evening program. God bless. We'll talk to you later.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn the secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
You can trace every disease, every illness, and every ailment to mineral deficiency. That is a quote from two-time Nobel Prize winner Linus Pauling. Because fruits and vegetables in their raw form are better absorbed, retained, and utilized than if heated, the Champion Juicer is the best way to get your nutrients your body craves. The Champion Juicer chews the fibers and breaks up the cells of vegetables and fruits. This gives you more fiber, enzymes, vitamins, and trace minerals. Juicing a combination of raw fruits and vegetables is documented to not only treat minor illness, but also is shown to reverse once thought incurable life-threatening diseases. Juicing with the Champion Juicer also promotes fast, healthy weight loss and pure body cleansing. Put the Champion Juicer to work for you and your family. Get creative with your juicer and add a grain mill attachment to make your own healthy fresh flour. The Champion Juicer also makes great nut butters and frozen sorbets. The world's finest juicer is Champion Juicer. Ask for it at your favorite health food store online today.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and of course, so much of what's going on doesn't make any sense unless you understand that the people who are running Israel today want to destroy Israel, and they are simply puppets of this, what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or seen the DVD, let me recommend that you get that material. It will really help you to understand what's going on. If you can't afford the CD, you can go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com, and click on the DVD section, and you can watch it there by your computer. Of course, we do hope you'll buy the book and the CD, but if not, or the DVD, I should say, but if not, why, you can watch it there, because we want to get the information out. And then, of course, we want you to understand that behind everything going on today are powerful spirits or forces, and certainly our talk on the forbidden secret is vitally important, and you want to get the syllabus goes with that. And then, of course, we've gotten into even more of the details, some of the information that's actually coming from the other dimension, from the beings from the other dimension, the so-called spiritual hierarchy, the masters of wisdom, the ancients of wisdom, the elder brothers, all terms that are used to describe the supernatural beings from the other dimension. I believe they're demonic forces, but be that as it may, there are many people in communication with them and have come under their control. Our talk on the planned police state will take you into that as we begin to explore how do you make any sense out of what's going on today. That's the planned police state. It's a DVD and excellent syllabus that goes along with that. Certainly just in the last couple of days, articles in the paper about, you know, isn't it amazing that so many women now, pregnant women, have diabetes there, and the number of women with diabetes who are getting pregnant has doubled in the last, between 1999 and the year 2005, and it's related to obesity. Now, well, of course, you know, they just eat too much, that's it. No, of course, it's not. They're poisoning them with aspartame. They know it produces morbid obesity. They know it produces diabetes. They're simply poisoning the mothers of our children. Now they want to give them Prozac, and you didn't hear our program yesterday, you should. There's something called the Mother's Bill, where they want to mandate that health care personnel will suggest to women that they get on Prozac to actually, you know, so that they don't get a postpartum depression. Of course, what it does many times is produce homicidal and suicidal thoughts. It destroys the brain of the child within the mother, and they want to do this to all of our mothers. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, there are people who have a different world view. If you'd like to know anything about Prozac, we'd be glad to send you articles out from the BBC and The Guardian in Great Britain pointing out that Prozac doesn't work. No, it doesn't any work, but it does a great deal of harm. And you need, of course, to get our... we're going to be putting together a four-tape set on Prozac very soon. You can get the individual tapes, though, if you want to call in that the terrible things that we're doing to our mothers. We're poisoning our children with fluoride, and you need to get our talk on the hidden agenda. And then, of course, the syllabus, the hidden agenda. And it has all of the... certainly the scientific studies showing how it destroys the virility of men. It lowers the testosterone level, lowers the sperm count, increases the incidence of Down's disease. They know all of these things are poisoning our people, lowering their intelligence. But, of course, fluoride is a very good way of limiting fertility, and that's what it's all about. It's all about population control. If you want information on aspartame, let me suggest the DVD. It's entitled Sweet Remedy. Sweet Remedy. And, of course, they know that aspartame, NutraSweet, which is in your chewing gum and almost all of the things that you're going to be buying in the way of proprietary products, anything that's sweet usually has aspartame in it. They know it influences fertility, produces morbid obesity, produces cancer. Why do you think the incidence of cancer is rising from 1 in 33 back at the beginning of the last century to 1 in 2 today? How many people do you know are going to die of cancer unnecessarily? Are there treatments? Of course there are treatments. They're being concealed. get our four-tape set on the New Order of the Barbarians. The New Order of the Barbarians. And of course, you can get that. Call us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. This is either true or a lie, but I want to assure you, it's very true.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest city.